AJ.
Just to clarify, I've never called it that. That was your your guys' name for it. While it is clever, I'm not
okay.
Sure
we'll take it. We'll take credit for that. So yeah. Are you geared up for season 3's premiere tonight?
No, I won't watch it.
You won't watch it, or you've already seen it?
She gets some beforehand. Because she's an EP on it. So she kind of watches me before and, you know, adds or takes out, which she doesn't like. So, I mean, if something's, you know, I need to see it, she'll show me. If not, you know, just kind of move along.
So that means, like,
She's out of town, too. She's in New York doing publicity for it. So, you know, she won't even be here to turn it on. And you know, I don't know if we'd watch it anyway, to be honest with you.
Really? So, like, she goes to Golden Globes. Did you go with her to L.A. or did you watch the kids? And same thing with this. She goes to New York and you stay home with the kids?
I try to tag along, but I don't get invited.
No, really?
No, she went to Golden. She left Friday, went to the Golden Globes, and then was, you know, flew from there straight to New York. So, I mean, and she's just busy. So, like, it would be me just hanging out by myself, which, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with, but someone's got to watch the kids.
Yeah. Would that interest you, like walking the red carpet at one of these Hollywood things?
No, not at all.
That's what I love about you.
What would the kids, what are the kids? I don't know how old your kids were when you were still playing. Were the kids more excited to watch dad play football on Sunday or mom be a television star?
Back then it was football. And now even we watched the E, thing that she did, before the Globes and, you know, football is on, like it's, you know, prime time football time at that point. And our Camden's like, literally like, what are we doing? Like, turn it back. I'm like, Mom, you know, it's a commercial. Like we can watch mom and then we'll flip it back. And, you know, if we miss a play, he's like, see, I told you, turn it back. But we record it and then go back and watch. And then say our little one, she'll come up and she'll look at the screen like, Mama, Mommy, there she is. So it's cool for her to see it. But they're 7, 7, 5, and 4.
Wow.
So, 7, 5, and 4.
Does it feel like it's gone fast or does it feel like, no, it feels like 7 years for sure?
It goes by fast. I tell you what, like me and Kristen started about like a week ago. You know, each day or like this last stretch where I've had them by myself, like feels like an eternity, but then you look back and it's like the year's gone, you know, like the years go by fast and the days just kind of creep by.
Kristen said in like one of the press junkets or in the trailer that the marriage right now, it always ebbs and flows, but that you guys are on a high right now, that the marriage could not be better. Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, I think she said because she's gone a lot. No, it's one of the, like anything else, you know, you go through tough patches and, you know, you figure some things out and, you know, you get better and, you know, I'm sure we'll hit a tough road here again at some point, but, things are going well.
What are you better at today? Like being a husband, like what do you do now that you probably, if you looked at yourself 10 years ago, you definitely did not do?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I think now, I think it's a lot of do kind of where I am in my life and what I'm doing, but, you know, just being more interested and supportive in what Kristen's doing, you know, like before, you know, she's going to be gone for 7 straight days and we're like, hell no, like what, that's not going to work. Like I can't pull this off. But I mean, now, like, you know, her being gone and stuff, it's kind of cool. You know, I get to do my own thing during the day and, you know, hang out with the kids and kind of have a different bond with them when she's gone. And then, you know, whenever she's back, we're right back in the mix. So just kind of being more supportive and, you know, open to a lot more things of me being around here more.
She's killing it too, isn't she? I mean, it must be cool to have a spouse that is actually. You know, that is really living her dream and is being very successful with what she's chosen to do.
But she's on fire. I mean, she's kind of everything she touches right now. I mean, knock on wood, it goes really well for her. I mean, she's super smart. Like, she only kind of picks what, you know, she knows she can do well and what she thinks is going to do well. She's got great natural instincts for those type of things. You know, and she works. She works her tail off. Like, right. The chick is nonstop. You know, and once she decides, like, I'm in, you know, everyone better buckle up because, like, she's gonna go and get it. So it's been cool to see, especially the last couple of years, you know, how big, you know, her company's got and yeah. how much she's doing, how much she has on her plate. And, you know, I think there's definitely times where she gets overwhelmed with everything, especially with the kids and me and stuff, but she does an unbelievable job of balancing it all.
Which of the kids got your personality and which of the kids got her personality?
Taylor's her. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Our little one is, I mean, that's, even Kristen's mom would come and be like, that's exactly how Kristen was. You know, I think Jackson's a little bit of a mix. Camden, you know, I think he's a little bit more probably like me. His interests are definitely driven in the same direction that mine are. But they're all, the boys are kind of a mixed balance. They can get a little, you know, they got a little Italian in them from Kristen, so they can get a little ramped up sometimes. And then, you know, other times they can kind of chill out.
And Cam's got a deer cam, right? Of his, you know.
Cam?
Yeah. Does he have his own deer cam?
No, but he's good luck. Like, I've killed, like, an elk with him. I've killed a couple deer with him. Like, every time we go out, we're getting into the mix. So he's a good one to tag along. And he's super chill. Like, you can take him and, you know, he's low maintenance. Doesn't ask for a lot, you know. we'll just kind of sit there and hang with you.
Can you tell if, the genes have gone to him as far as the cannon for an arm? Does he whip around the Nerf ball?
Cam can throw. Jackson's left-handed. He can throw. It's a little bit more of a whip, that lefty whip, which it's just different. It's different. Anyway, it's left-handed. It's just a whole different ball game. And then Sailor, a little one, she can throw too. But Kristen's like really athletic. It's just really sneaky because she has no real interest in sports. I mean, she works out and does all that kind of stuff, but. Like, if we're out playing basketball, she can play basketball. If we're throwing the ball around, she can throw the football around. She can hit a baseball. So, I mean, it's kind of cool to see that. And so, I mean, kids are going to get that as well.
Is she competitive? Like, if you guys have game night, I don't know if you have game night, or are there things that she'll compete with you at?
She's definitely competitive. We've tried a couple different games. We're still kind of in that phase where if you do, like, you know, you try to play Monopoly, like, we can't even get it going because they're going to fight, like, which piece they're going to be, and then the money situation. Like, one of them's just going to grab all the money out of the bank and be like, this is mine. It's like, no, it's not how the game goes. It's like, there's rules to this. This is just a free-for-all.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, shoots and ladders, checkers, like, we're kind of in that game world. Candyland from time to time.
It sounds like you're really happy.
Yeah.
I mean, things are going well. You know, Kristen gets back tomorrow, and then I'm actually going to the national championship game. So we're tagging out. I'm leaving Saturday, so it'll be fun.
So how did that happen? How did you decide to go see the national championship game?
It didn't. I did that thing with Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, yeah.
So they're one of the partners up there. So I'm going to go do a few things up there with them and then go to the game.
Speaking of left-handed pitchers or throwing hard with the left hand, Kyle Long, I believe, was formerly a left-handed pitcher and has recently retired. Have you had a chance to touch base with Kyle?
I've texted with him a few times. You know, and just I think over the last couple of years, I didn't know when it was going to happen. I didn't know if it would be this year or 5 years from now. But, you know, you could tell that the injuries and stuff were weighing him down. And, you know, it's just hard to – I think you look at the Andrew Luck situation of just, you know, IR, 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 and just battling back from stuff and just wore him down, I guess.
Did he give you a heads up beforehand? Did he pick your brain about retirement, or did you find out like the rest of us when he was on social media?
He texted me a few days before. And then when I saw, I think at the thing in February when I saw him, or whenever that was a couple months ago, you know, we talked briefly about it. You know, but Kyle's always kind of been on his own path and beat to his own drum. So wasn't sure which direction he would go with everything. But ultimately, you know, he decided to be done.
Did you also spend any time in front of the television watching Josh fill in for Carson Wentz last week?
I did. I felt so bad for him. I texted him afterwards. I'm pretty sure he probably tore his hamstring or something. You saw him kind of grab his hamstring there. Yeah. And then afterwards, he was just hobbling. And, you know, he's 40. What is he, 40, 41?
He's 40. 40.
I mean, it's just, you're, I think he said in his press conference, you know, your body starts talking to you a lot. And, you know, him to do that with his hamstring and then, you know, try to control the offense. And they got that delayed game down there. And it's like just there's a million things flying and, you know, and you're 40. So it was a tough spot for him, but I was proud of him. I was happy to see him get in that game.
I was going to ask you about that because to go until you're 40 and not play in a playoff game, I mean, that's an unbelievable story.
Really, and as many teams as he's been on, you'd think that at least one of them would pop and something would get in somehow. But, you know, maybe I think this is probably the end, but who knows.
Did you have the urge at all this year at any time to want to get back out there?
No.
Like kind of gone?
I think I could probably still do it, but, you know, it's just one of those things, like to get – It's such a commitment, and I mean, Josh is kind of, you know, I feel like he's kind of mastered the, you know, late career quarterback thing. But you know, he's been doing it for so long, and for me to, you know, to want to jump back in there and you know, play at the level you want to play, it'd be really hard. And then you're starting over with personnel, you're starting over with coaches, you're starting over with all those relationships. I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I mean, you look at Josh, and he has had a brilliant career being a backup. So he is, you know, that's his mindset, that if you need me, I'm here. But otherwise, you know, and really that's not the mindset that you had and not the one that I think you would have ever kind of segued into and been comfortable in.
No, yeah, like I have no interest in going there and you know,
not playing.
Saying like helping. Yeah, exactly. Like I mean, helping a young kid out, stuff like that. Like that's, I'm not going to show up to work and the time commitment and be away from my family for something like that. It's just I've never done it and I have no interest to do it.
Jay Cutler joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. I love it how honest Jay has always been. All right, so. Do you believe the Brady stuff then? Like, so he Instagrammed yesterday. What was that noise you just made?
I was talking to one of my buddies after that game. And I just find it so hard to believe that after, you know, 20 years of you know, brilliant career and success he's had and the continuity that he's going to jump ship and go somewhere else.
Yeah. So you think it'd be too hard at this point that because Waddle and I both agree that we think he's going to go back to New England, but a lot of these newsmakers think that he wants to stick it to Belichick or at least prove that he can still win without Belichick.
I don't think it's too hard to do, and I think he could definitely do it. I think he's got the support staff and people around him that he'll take with him that he'll have no problem doing it. You know, there's a different dude in your headset. Unless he follows Josh somewhere, you know, that's a different thing. You know, the defense, you know, that's going to be different. You're not going to have Bill over there, you know, overseeing stuff. Just a little detail. Like, you have to take over the building at that point.
Right.
You know, because, you know, obviously the leadership and, you know, he does an unbelievable job, I'm sure, in that building. But, you know, Bill also is there to stamp and approve everything that happens from the top down. So, you know, whether you're going to have that type of consistency, whether you're going to have, you know, that authoritative figure making sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't know that any of us can get inside his head, but I would think at his age, what's most important to him is winning. That's why you're doing it. And who gives him, which team, which situation gives him the best chance to win another ring? And I find it hard to believe that anyone could define anyone other than the Patriots that would be accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And there's just a lot of moving parts whenever you switch organizations like that. And, you know, I think it'd be one of those things that he could probably talk to an Aaron Rodgers, like who's within the same organization but a different coach, and, you know, talk to some of these guys who have done it. I'm sure he can talk to Peyton, and if that's the direction he's going to go, talking to Peyton of how he did it at Denver. I mean, there's models out there of guys doing it. You know, I just don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to put on a different helmet if I was him. That's just me, though.
Yeah, you've gone through it. I mean, went from Denver to Chicago, then you had to come off out of retirement to go to Miami. Like you said, if he had the good support system and everything, if he had to do it and he found a great landing spot with a really good team, whoever that may be, he could. Do you think it's easy to get over a lot of these things?
I mean, I don't know. There's some guys that are just, you know, they get in their rhythm and they're a product of their environment. And I think Tom's great in a lot of regards of what he does and how he does it. And I'm sure that he could do it somewhere else. But there also is that, you know, chance that it might not work how he thinks it's going to work. We just don't know. There's a lot of unknowns. Like, he knows what he has with the Patriots.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know, there's just a lot of things that, and like we said, like, nobody knows what's going on in his head. No one knows what his relationship is with Bill. No one knows what his relationship is with all these people there. We have no idea. Like, it's just speculation. So, you know, he might just call, man, tomorrow they might have a contract done and he's a Patriot for the next 4 years. Who knows?
Jay Cutler joining us, Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. So who are you rooting for? Like, are you rooting for your hometown team in the Titans, or are you rooting for another team because of a relationship or something?
You know, I kind of go off of Camden because he's really invested at this
point.
So
let me take a guess. He likes more Mahomes than the Chiefs.
He loves Patrick Mahomes. He loves the Ravens. I'm starting to learn he's pretty much a front runner at this point in his life. he loves the 49ers. You know, he would always, at his season, he'd be like, all right, the Bears are 9-7. Are they going to be in the playoffs? I'm like, I don't know. What about if they're 10-6? I'm like, they got a shot. What if they win 11? I'm like, they're probably in. And the later it went, he's like, they're just not going to make it. I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's in the cards.
So after
that realization came real in his head, like, that's whenever, you know, he was like, all right,
right,
who am I rooting for?
How much of the Bears did you guys watch together this year, and how surprised were you that they ended up the season at 8-8?
I don't know. I mean, we watched a lot.
So we
probably watched 90% of the game.
Okay, so I would say put yourself in the analyst chair, and you tell us, having played the position for so many years, why is Mitch struggling the way he is from, you know, obviously from a distance?
I think we touched on it a little bit. Like, you know, he was hurt a lot. He was in and out. You know, and I think at this age, it's just being out there, and you're still experiencing things, even year three. I mean, he didn't play a lot of college ball either. So, you know, he's still evolving as a quarterback. I think he's still figuring out, you know, what it takes to play in this league. I think, you know, I'm sure Coach Nagy's like still figuring out, like, you know, that he's good at this, he's not good at that. And then whenever, you know, he gets hurt and he's out of the lineup, and then, you know, he comes back in and he's still a little bit banged up, maybe trying to protect him a little bit, maybe not. I'm guessing at this point. It just gets difficult. And if there's anything, I think, about playing quarterback, it's being out there and being, you know, out there every day and, you know, playing 16 games, especially early on, and making as many mistakes as you can early on so they don't happen later. But when you're in and out and, you know, each game starts meaning so much, you know, instead of learning things as a natural curve, now you're pressing and you're like, all right, we have to win this game. So, you know, the hell with the learning. Like, we've got to figure out how to win this game. So maybe we don't do, you know, all the things that we should do for, you know, to progress as a quarterback. Let's just figure out how to win the game and we'll move on. You know, there's a lot of things. I mean, and obviously, hopefully he can stay healthy next year and experience 16 games and they can figure it all out.
From experience, how much is confidence important, and how much, if you don't have it, can it really truly affect how you're performing at that position?
I think it's huge. I think it's really big. I think the confidence of the guys around you, the confidence of the coaches, the confidence of the play caller, I think that's just as important. And I think that, you know, the organization as a whole, Coach Nagy, like everything I've ever read or, you know, the body language on the field, like, seems like that they got us back.
Yeah.
And I think that's just as important, if not more important, than, you know, having your own self-confidence. Because I don't think you would have got to this point if you wasn't pretty self-confident. Yeah.
So here's an interesting question that we've asked and a lot of callers ask us as we talk to Jay Cutler, Waddle, and Sylvia on ESPN 1000. Since your son loves Mahomes so much, a lot of people say if he would have ended up here, he still would not have been as good as he is with the Chiefs because he is Andy Reid.
And more weapons.
And more weapons. How we know it's important, but it, does Mahomes just translate? Like, if the Bears would have drafted him, would Mahomes truly be Mahomes?
I mean, would he be the? Would he have thrown for 50 in MVP last year? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. You know, I think he does a lot of things after the snap, you know, kind of like Aaron, of moving around and making plays with his arm and his legs. You know, he does. There is a different skill set there in KC. Like, you can't deny that. You got some dudes that are very dangerous. And, I mean, Andy Reid's been doing it a long time with a lot of different dudes. Made a lot of people money, I mean, throughout the league, throughout decades. So, you know, there's something to be said for that. You know, everyone kind of lands in different positions for some reason or the other. I think he would be successful. Would he be as successful as he is now? I don't know.
All right, before we let you go, back to the TV show. Season 3 premieres tonight, and you said, my guess is you were just joking with us that you probably won't watch it, but can you tell our listeners, and I know a ton of them out there are looking forward to the series starting again, what to look for? Can you give us a little insight into what maybe the theme of the season is?
You know, I think we're less about Uncommon James and, like, the store and the people that work there. It's a lot more about Kristen. I had to film a lot more this season than I've ever filmed before, which wasn't, I mean, hopefully it turns out well, but I wasn't that thrilled about it. Cause, I mean, at the end, we were filming, it seemed like every damn day. Me and Kristen do a lot of fun stuff on it. So, you know, you're going to see us doing a lot of stuff in Nashville, dates. I think we go to Chicago once. So I think it's a lot more personal for her, which, you know, seems to translate well to the people that watch it.
Is there going to be a season 4, or have you not made that determination yet?
I don't think it's been offered. You're asking the wrong dude. But I'd do it.
Would she want to do a season 4?
Yeah, I think season 4. I think she does. I'm speaking for her. You know, after that, I don't know. It just gets to be a lot. You know, forever, and the kids are getting older, so they're doing more stuff. You know, we're about to have 3 playing soccer this spring, so, you know, we're gonna be all over the map. So I don't know. After 4, I have no idea.
I can't wait.
Fingers crossed. No.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. No. I can't wait. We're gonna play more Jay, more better. That means we've got more highlights for the show.
Yeah. I think a lot of our listeners will be excited for to hear that. Anything new before we let you go that you got going on in your world?
No. I think we're going back. We're gonna be up in Chicago. 13th or 14th, I think. So I might stop in and see
please
you guys.
Do.
Yeah,
please
for sure.
Do.
People showed up today because they thought you were going to be in there. Studio.
I also see what we're doing. We're doing like a Q&A at Kristen's Chicago store on Valentine's Day. Me and her.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's been announced yet. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say it, but we'll be there.
That's good. I love it.
So I'll try to stop in and.
That's perfect.
Follow you guys for a bit.
That's awesome.
You're the best. Thanks for picking up the phone, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
No problem. See you guys.
Still great radio with Jay Cutler. That was earlier today.
Fun.
A lot of fun, yeah. The interesting story is going on in Chicago. So Mark Jean Greco at one time in our show got us through Cougar time.
Yes, he did.
And
he enjoyed it.
Yeah, and now he's got to get us through this crisis with Coyotes.
Oh, boy.
Mark Jean Greco joins us next.
This is Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Back to your Jeopardy thing. Who's the guy that shouldn't be there?
Brad. His name is Brad something.
Isn't it like that
Brad
picture?
Runner.
Isn't it like that picture from Orlando where at the Pro Bowl there's Deshaun Watson, there's Patrick Mahomes, and there's Mitch in the middle? I mean, isn't
exactly.
That, that's isn't, is, that kind of like, is that kind of like
brilliant.
What it looked like?
God.
I mean, we.
That's the way it's shaping up to be. Even though he's won the most money, technically, of any of them.
Mitch signed the biggest rookie deal of the three of them.
True.
Doesn't mean he's the best.
Yeah. I've watched both nights. This dude cannot compete.
This thing's coming together. This thing is coming together. The conversation really coming together. I really think it is.
1910.
What is 1945?
That's the year.
Geography 400.
Lambeau knows this 118-mile-long inlet that receives the waters of the Fox River. James.
What is Green Bay?
Yeah.
Ooh. Audible 4.
James Holzhauer, big Bears fan.
And also a fan of Adam Abdallah.
Yeah, he Adam Abdallah sent out a picture today based on Waddle explaining that Brad cannot compete with James and Ken Jennings.
He won the most money, right?
In one game, right? Or total, was it?
I thought he has the total record.
The way Brad won his money, they did like a feature on him yesterday. He won the most at the time in like the 90s or whatever it was.
Okay.
And then he's come back for every $1 million tournament and won like $3 million tournaments. So he's won three of these million-dollar tournaments. So that's why he's got $4.5 million.
And Ryan Pace loved what he did in the Sun Bowl.
There you go.
But so explain the picture.
He just got one of those contracts. You know, he just keeps adding on. He's got a Bobby Bonilla contract that goes forever. So the picture looks just like you, Adam.
So explain the picture for those who can't see this stuff. This is radio, Marky.
I'm explaining.
It's a picture of James Holzhauer, Brad Rutter, I believe his name is, and Ken Jennings. And then at the bottom is that picture from the Pro Bowl of Mahomes, Trubisky, and Watson.
There you go. See, I thought you already referenced the picture before I got here.
No. Okay. We were in a rejoin.
Okay.
So, and then the funny part about that all is James Holzhauer retweeted it.
That's cool.
So they're on tonight, and it's 1-1 Ken Jennings against James Holzhauer, and Brad's way out of it. Wouldn't it be funny if he rallied and he won?
Would you rather win or just keep all the money?
You know the Mitch Trubisky truthers would be all over us if that happens.
You know, I'm looking at Twitter, and you had Jay on.
Yeah.
Big hit. Funny as hell, as usual. Dry, sarcastic, awesome. And then you're going to fix the Bulls, I saw.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sit here and listen to the show.
No. Well, you should just download the podcast.
We need your help, though. Because do you remember years ago? I mean, you always get through Cougar Alert to begin with just because you're Mark Jean Greco.
Yeah, right.
And the Cougars are always after you.
Wow.
But then wasn't there a time on our show?
There was a Cougar up in, I don't know what the names are.
I think my demographics have moved beyond Cougar to Snow Leopard now.
Yeah. But there was a Cougar running around
Chicago, right? But like the number one story on ABC News
and everywhere.
You mean
like Rush Street?
Pretty close.
Okay.
The coyotes are everywhere.
Yeah.
Coyotes are like rats now in the city.
It's not
quite like a Cougar.
It's not really funny, though. Didn't a coyote bite a kid?
No, I know.
Yeah, I know. It's dangerous. That's
killing
what I'm
dogs,
saying.
Killing dogs, everything. Yeah, I know.
But like, the 32-year-old man walked into Northwestern's hospital saying he had been bitten by a coyote in the rear.
Right.
Of the building or in his butt?
Well, that's what I said. I said to Meller, shouldn't it, if she could go back in time and restate that, wouldn't she say was bit in the rear by a coyote?
Or...
in the rear end.
Bitten in the rear of the building by a coyote.
Well, no, he
alley.
Got bit in the ass is where he got bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This is not behind the building. Right. This is he got bit in the ass.
Yeah, rear is kind of...
I can say it.
I wouldn't
can.
Use it as a reporter.
Right.
You know.
Would you say ass?
Oh, definitely.
Buttocks?
Yeah.
Buttocks, I think, is where you would go. Yeah. I don't think you would go with rear. I think you go with buttocks.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, to say it like that? He was bit in the buttocks.
In the buttocks. You have to say it like Forrest Gump. Yeah.
But no, this is a serious story. Yeah, like, there are multiple... Yeah. Coyotes being spotted, like even in the downtown area.
What does that say about this city? It's filthy. God,
well, you're the only one of us that lives down here.
I know. I love this city, but it's getting harder and harder every day to live here.
I don't know if the coyotes, though, is a sign of dirt because they're usually in the burbs. They've just lost their way,
you know,
probably to where they're supposed to be.
If you have rats and other wild animals like coyotes in the city, you got an issue.
Well, the rats, one thing.
How are the coyotes? Where are they coming from?
I have no idea.
I think they probably come from the wooded areas, and they're
How
sort
do
of
they
lost.
Get down here, though?
Where
we
are
have
the
an issue.
Areas?
We have an issue in parks up north and south and west.
Absolutely, up in our community. But where is the wooded areas here in the greater Chicagoland
Maybe
area?
Maybe they're hobo coyotes. They're jumping freight trains.
But, like, I don't know where is there a wooded area around here?
There's, I mean, on the northwest side, there are still lots of forest preserves and such.
You know, Lollapalooza.
They're left over from
Lollapalooza. Left over. You know, there's a lot of stuff left over.
They buried beer in Grand Park.
Yeah.
And they're going to find it next year.
It's like the talking raccoons in the Geico commercial. They're eating garbage at the Lala leftovers.
Those have gotten funny again to me.
Yeah, because they're doing sequels
now. Yes, no, I know. I think
they're doing commercials about their commercials, not about the products, not about car insurance. They're pretty good, though.
They are. Yeah. They are.
What'd you think of Jimmy Butler? Have you ever blown kisses as a taunt like Jimmy Butler did last night?
Yeah, I blew a kiss to Ryan Cheverini in drag saying I thought that I looked as pretty as he did.
But that wasn't a taunt.
Yeah, but you weren't taunting him.
Now, hey, you know, Jimmy loves to engage. You know, I've tried not to get hooked in by trolls. It's really hard not to respond. But he just jumps right in all the time.
He loves a good confrontation.
Loves it. Oh, he loves it.
He's the opposite of Waddle. Waddle hates confrontation.
Yeah, life's too short to be in a confrontation.
Yeah, but I kind of like confrontations.
Why?
It gets the blood going.
Really? Have one of those Red Bulls or something.
I'm all about energy.
A coffee.
And if it's negative energy, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Just get jacked up.
I got too much time. You know, it takes too much time to be
unlike Jerry Jones, I got plenty of time to jack with you this morning.
Yeah. Did you hear what Jerry said about Mike McCarthy?
That it checked all the boxes?
No, more than that.
He ate all his pancakes at his house when he stayed there?
He ate all his pancakes? No.
Wow.
That he heard bells. He told a story about...
Oh my God.
Did you hear this? The
way
he phrased it? Yeah, like, so he told...
Marry me.
Something about someone in his family was getting a divorce. Like his daughter or somebody.
Was it him?
And they were like, why are you getting a divorce? He's such a good guy. And this relative of Jerry responded, I just don't hear bells anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so Jerry said with Mike McCarthy.
Or you came home on the early flight from Denver and you walk in.
And he said, I heard bells.
I got
that's kind of creepy.
He's out there, isn't he?
Everybody stops calling, coyotes get to the city because of the railroads. That's what I just said. I know, but that's what I'm being told.
Is that really true?
Yes, they eat essentially the roadkill that's left over by the trains. That when animals cross the trains and it's like a clear path, there's rarely any cars that go by, and they follow the railroad track.
Oh, that's pretty fascinating.
That's what people are calling. That's what like eight people have called.
So they don't actually get on the train.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
that's what I said. Yeah, they're not hobos jumping on the train.
That's what I said. What? Okay, so they just follow the tracks.
Right. Take the Metro Northwest line.
So why wouldn't they become roadkill if they're walking the tracks? Then they get squished. So then rats come and eat the dead coyotes. They follow the tracks. It's a vicious cycle.
The parking garage we park in.
Oh, my God.
There's a garbage can right when you walk in. And so we could go into the entrance where the cars go in. We walk in that entrance. And one time I heard, like, rustling in the garbage.
That was me.
And sure, it wasn't you
that time.
Yeah. Not that time. And then a rat jumped out and scurried away.
I've seen rats in that garage quite a bit. Yeah.
Scary.
It's dirty. I mean, it always smells like marijuana.
Yeah.
It looks like human feces are in, like, the wells that you walk up in. You know,
it's like you're not in the United States.
Like, I'm not going to get in the elevator to go up to the third floor because it's one flight of stairs.
Right. I like to walk, you know.
Yeah, so I like to walk. But it usually smells like weed and there's a poop in there.
Yeah.
On the wall.
Well, that's what you have to deal with. When you live in the city, you work in the city, you have to deal with that stuff. Here, Staten Lake, you're running the gauntlet. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
This is one of the most diverse corners in
diverse,
like America.
Well put.
Yeah,
diverse.
I mean, you've got everything. You've got lawyers running down, going to court. You've got crazy.
You got lawyers chasing ambulances.
You got cops. Well,
there's
all
a
over
lot
the
about a little bit of everything going on this spot,
which is good and bad.
So this is. I think you're not in tomorrow. You got vacation coming up to Mexico.
Yeah, I think I might change my flight and try to get out early because we got 50 mile an hour winds, rain, snow, and sleet coming Friday night and Saturday morning.
Come on, are you serious?
Armageddon all weekend. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get locked
it's
in.
Going to really affect the
game
at Soldier Field this weekend.
The playoff game?
That hurt. Right. That wasn't very nice. Yeah. That was actually mean-spirited.
So what's on your mind today?
But, Eddie's kicking at Soldier Field tonight, just to be sure.
Yeah, just Pinera. What's like the big thing on your mind?
There's nothing on my mind because we are trapped in the doldrums of sports right now. We're trying to make a story out of the Hawks hanging on to the possibility of maybe possibly almost making the playoffs. The Bulls, dead in the water. Ooh, they'll never be in the playoffs for as long as I live.
Really?
Yeah.
For as long as you live?
Well, I'll make that bet before you leave us.
I'm working, they won't make the playoffs.
So that's at least three more years.
Right. I could bail early. But, yeah, 3 years.
What do you mean you could bail early?
You know, I might get cranky and quit early.
Well, you're already cranky.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
There just might be a day where I go, you know what?
That's I'm done.
Yeah.
You say that, and then the next day you're all worried about the script at 5.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, wait.
You know, we'll see. But, you know, you got nothing with the Bulls. You got nothing with the Hawks. Spring training is still a month away.
How are the Hawks going to sneak into the postseason?
They're not going
to. They got too much work
until they're mathematically eliminated, then they're just going to keep saying it.
Come on Tuesday of next week. What are they? They're 19-19.
Yeah, they're in the bottom of the division.
At 44 points.
They got so many. So they have to win so many games in a row to get back in it.
I'll tell you what's really disconcerting. You got guys like, you know, Brandon Saad and Andrew Shaw who have been completely forgotten. They've been out so long. Drake Caggiula comes back, and that's a big story today. And he's had multiple concussions.
We talked about Caggiula all day today. It is a big story.
I would know him if he was wearing a Caggiula jersey sitting next to me.
I bet you that somebody knows more about Drake the rapper than he does about Drake Caggiula.
If you would have seen a Drake Caggiula jersey, you probably thought it was a fan whose last name was Caggiula.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. Caggiula's got God's plan.
And that's still a problem with the NHL and with the Blackhawks in particular that your average fan doesn't know what's going on.
He's a smaller center like Kaner is. He's like 5'10", 185.
He's
number 91,
right? In all seriousness.
Wow, look at you. Yeah.
What's going to happen here? What's going to happen with that team? Like, is McDonough and Rocky going to get impatient? And is Stan going to get fired?
I hope so. Because
is Colleton in trouble?
Everybody's so embedded. You got to get rid of Colleton. And, you know, Stan might have to go, too. You know, I've talked about this a lot with hockey people. You have a general manager who's so reserved and so quiet and does not have any electric personality. And then you have a coach who doesn't have a pulse either, okay? And so that is reflected in the style of play. Now, look, the Hawks have been playing pretty well lately. And they've been winning games against teams they should beat.
Right. Well, that's a start.
The only constant you have is Patrick Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Still having a spectacular year. He's going to retire as the greatest American player of all time. He's going to be top five all time in everything. But everybody else is tradable. Everybody's an interchangeable part. Look, Corey Crawford's not going to be here next year. He's obviously a number two goalie because of Robin Leonard. He's only going to make make three straight starts tonight because Leonard's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's gone. I mean, even Taves is tradable. The problem is, no one's going to make that trade.
You're not trading him high, and he's
you're
got
not going
high
to trade.
Salary.
Everybody's got salaries that are off the charts. You had to pay the core back then.
Are they like? Is the Seabrook all these surgeries that he's undergoing? Isn't he undergoing like a shoulder and two hips?
Well, he might as well because he would have been a healthy scratch the rest of the season.
So, is this their out for them to get out of his contract? Will he go away like Hossa did?
Well, he'll go away, but they're still going to have to pay him. There's no way they get out of his deal.
You don't think so?
Like,
or at least get the money off the books and he retires because he's so banged up?
That's the only way they're going to do it, but he's going to get paid.
Right.
He's not,
well, that's fine. I mean, Rocky's got the money.
You know,
for competition
and
purposes.
And Bowman gave him that ridiculous contract for what he did, not for what he's got left in the tank. It was a sentimental deal. They love him in the room. He was a great Blackhawk for a long time. All the players look up to him. But he can't play anymore. He can't play anymore. He's too slow. Okay? Age has caught up with him. So they should never have re-signed him. And they should have kept Hjalmarsson and just, you know, I could go on and on and on.
Who lasts longer, Stan Bowman or John Paxson?
Pax.
And Stan Bowman
That's a really good question because they're both so embedded within their organizations.
Well, Stan's got cups, though, doesn't he?
He does. But he's locked in with McDonough. They're all hooked together. And you still got the aura of Scotty Bowman hanging over the franchise as a distant senior consultant. You know, although I think he's out of the mix now. But, you know, you still have the name. So I think Stan's still going to last quite a while. But I think Pax will outlast everyone just because of the way Jerry Reinsdorf does business.
You know who I compare Pax and Reinsdorf to, speaking of the Blackhawks? Pulley and Bill Wirtz.
Yes.
Do you remember how Pulley would stay forever?
Yeah.
He'd coach, he'd general manage, and
just
Bill
move
Wirtz,
him around to a different position within the organization, keep paying him. Yeah, they couldn't fire him. And that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, because Reinsdorf will keep Pax forever.
I hope not. I mean, and I like him, but
I do too.
It's just time.
I love the guy, but it's time. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see Pete Dye died?
Did he?
Yeah, famed golf course architect.
You know who else died? Buck Henry.
I saw that.
89 years old.
I remember him from Saturday Night Live.
One of the funniest humans on earth. One of the funniest guys on earth. And he wrote Get Smart. He was the lead writer. So I think they should bury him in the cone of silence. That would be awesome. He was so deadpan and sarcastic and glib. I'd love seeing him on talk shows. I mean, all you millennials, you Google Buck Henry.
I'm going to Google him right now.
Yeah, he's
Late night TV show did he used to always come on?
Well, he did the circuit. He was on Carson. You know, he was on with everybody. But he wrote on a lot of big shows. And Get Smart was one of my all-time favorites. You know, it was crazy stuff. So we still have Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner. And they're in their late 90s.
And they're sharp as a tack.
And they're
aren't
like, they're like neighbors. They have dinner every night together.
Do
and
they?
Then they watch Jeopardy to stay sharp. And they can still, you know, sit there and one-up one another. They're still so sharp. Late 90s.
Are you good at Jeopardy?
No.
When you sit and watch?
Well, yeah, it depends on the categories. Really? You know. Some categories I'm great. Others I'm like, I have no idea.
Famous AFL moment.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. I'd be on with Ken Jennings right now. It was just all AFL trivia. And some 60s and 70s music stuff. Oh, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in on this Jeopardy stuff. I think that was a brilliant thing. I think it's more competitive than some of the games.
Now, were
on
these
television.
Live or are these
no,
pre-taped?
Taped in December.
Okay, so everybody's.
They know who won.
It's in secrecy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. They've had really good ratings for it, too.
Yeah,
they've
terrific.
Been some of the higher ratings.
Is Wheel of Fortune an ABC production
yes.
as well?
Yes.
I mean, those two game shows have to be.
Will
like,
go forever. Standards
you know,
forever.
Pat's been out.
He's been sick as well, right?
So Vanna's been hosting.
Vanna's been hosting, and Pat's daughter has been doing
the letter turning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Minnie and Mickey turning the letters.
Do you know how old
while.
He is? He's a Chicagoan, a native Chicagoan, Pat
sure.
Sajak.
Yeah, I'll go 69.
I'm going to say 65.
Nice. 73.
Wow,
no kidding.
He looks good for 73.
Bob Barker's still with us, isn't he?
I think so.
I think so.
He's got to be like mid-90s.
I was going to say.
He's taking that presidential pill that, you know, if you're
I think
a former
so.
President.
He's 96.
Yeah, Bob Barker.
Bob
he's still telling people. He's still telling people to get your pet spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, he's out still hitting all the models.
Excuse me? I didn't,
all right.
Right?
Nope,
I said that back
what?
In the. Well, I said that
what's
back
behind
in the
door number two? Hey.
96. Wow.
Frank in Burbank has
he
a question
still
for you.
He could still punch out Adam Sandler, too.
Frankie, you're on with Marky. Say hello.
Mark, how you doing? Long time.
Frankie, what's up, dude?
Not much. So you know how I feel about the Blackhawks. You
I know
I jumped off the bandwagon in 92.
I know.
They were attracting quality free agents around the core during those three Stanley Cup years. I think they were the difference. Yeah, they should have hung on to, you know, Bufflin and Johnmerson, but I think not being able to attract quality free agents around the core outside of those three Stanley Cup years, I think in a league where parity is so close, I think that was the difference.
You're absolutely correct. Every time Stan Bowman made a move to just plug a guy in for a year, get some goals out of him, get some D out of him, boom. Then he leaves. You know, they win another cup. Everything he did turned to gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now he can't find anybody.
Well, then weren't
they trying
up
to develop these young players?
What was it that they couldn't find anybody, or was it that they didn't have money because Panarin was good? They had to get rid of Panarin because of the money, and that's why they brought Saad back.
Correct. But when you're dealing with interchangeable complementary parts to go around your core, money's not an issue. These guys are making $800,000 a year, the kind of guys you're looking for. Fourth liners are going to produce for you. So it's not a money issue in that sense. They couldn't keep Panarin because, you know, the Rangers gave him $1 trillion. They gave him $88 million. So I get that.
But that's a lot of money.
He was a fan favorite, and you could just count on him to score at least a goal a game while smiling. You know, he just had that great aura.
He was fun.
But, you know, it goes in cycles. They just can't get it right this
Do you know how old Vanna White is?
56.
No, come on.
No, way older. 70.
No, not quite that old.
61.
Somebody's usually the king of guessing ages. 62.
Wow.
62.
Sure, she'll be glad to know that Sylvie guessed 70.
Yeah, I know.
It's just that she's been around so long.
You're right.
See, she used to get a good workout in heels, turning the letters manually. Now they just flip by themselves. She just throws her
really?
Arm up.
I haven't seen it for a while. They turn themselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty for like 20 years.
Well, it's not like a turn.
Exactly.
You just kind of touch it and the letter just pops up.
Like I it's an LED screen.
Pretty soon it's
forever.
Just going to be a virtual wheel. You won't even spin that.
How old is Suzanne Summers?
She's in her 70s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 77.
Not that old.
Have you seen what she's done to her face? Oh, my God.
You should talk.
What do you mean? Well, yeah. I will. I've been wearing a little extra.
Good night, everybody. That's it. You're going home, Costanza. Yeah.
I'm wearing a little extra makeup lately. Wow. She looks horrifying. Wasn't she on Windy City Live yesterday?
Come on. Was she?
I think
Suzanne
so.
Suzanne Summers?
She was on some show that made me flip the channel real quick.
No, that was Marv Levy.
Marv Levy.
Marv looks better than she does.
That's my point.
And she's into all like these. That's not. That's
is her.
Yeah, I know, but that's an airbrushed picture from 10 years ago.
Are you saying that's better than it is now?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, is that one?
No.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. Come on now.
Now she looks like William Bendix in a wig.
Stop it, you guys. Like, you guys
look
are
up William
models.
Bendix.
Oh, wait a second. You just busted on him. Why can't we?
It's because he was giving it to Suzanne Summers.
Excuse me?
Well, I used to years ago, but what?
Oh, you want to know how old Suzanne Summers is? Tyler, our new producer here, Tyler walked in. He's 22, has no idea who she is.
Of course.
No idea. Summers.
Come on, knock on my door.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you.
Well, the best is you go to Three's Company. Abdallah's in here talking about Step by Step.
And the thigh mask.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking now. All those infomercials.
She's worth like hundreds of millions of dollars, isn't she?
She sells a lot of like organic, vital life, crazy. She's taken all kinds of stuff.
And finally,
she's a fitness freak.
And finally, my last question for you guys. Do you know how old Betty White is?
212.
Ageless.
Not 96.
97. Okay. She's from Oak Park, Illinois.
And you know what? I actually thought she died 2 years ago. I did. Somebody asked me because she's dead, right?
You thought that.
So we should play the game. It's a new game show. Dead or Canadian?
We've done
that.
We've
done that before.
She's not dead.
Alan Thicke.
She's not dead or Canadian. Both.
Alan Thicke is dead.
And Canadian.
That's what I said, both.
Okay.
He died playing hockey.
Yes, he did.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's why I don't play anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you afraid? You stopped playing hockey because you were afraid? I'm afraid of tearing an Achilles or a knee.
Yeah. I just
I don't want to go through the rehab of that.
I was just finished with the embarrassment.
Really? I bet you could still put the biscuit in the basket, as they say.
I could stick handle and shoot okay. I just can't skate.
We've always identified you as a stick handler.
Yeah.
No question.
It goes back to Cougar.
Exactly.
So did you see Mike Leach today was hired by Mississippi State?
I don't get that. He just wore out his welcome at Washington State?
Well, no, that's an upgrade in the SEC, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an upgrade.
Yeah, but if you're at Mississippi State,
I think
you're not going to win the SEC.
I think he wants to go and harass everyone in the SEC.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, I am too.
It'll be great. Plus, it's a whole new audience for his crazy, weird stuff.
Yeah.
Except the people in Mississippi aren't going to get any of it. They're, you know.
Well, what did Abdallah say? For the Egg Bowl, Mississippi is now coached by Lane Kiffin.
Well, that's right.
And Mississippi State. Yeah. Leach.
You know, I forgot about that. You put that together. That's an interesting rivalry right there because Lane Kiffin's just a straight out, I don't care gangster.
And
he's going to cheat his way to a title.
Do you know who he hired recently, too? He hired the former head coach of Maryland.
Yeah.
Who was
DJ Durkin?
Yes.
Who was under investigation.
Well, obviously they had that horrible situation when one of his players died in summer camp.
Yes. He's supposed to be this tremendous recruiter.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was devastating. Okay. Egg Bowl. I'm on.
Well, the SEC, I mean, that you got personalities.
Listen, you
good
said
football.
You were looking for stories. I got Mike Leach going to the SEC. That should lead the 10 tonight.
I don't think so.
Well, no? We're not in a sports doldrum nationally. We've got the four NFL games, the national championship on Monday.
Well, of course.
It's just the local. This is the lowest our sports teams have been in some years, mm-hmm. all together at once.
Will the national championship game be on ABC or will it be on ESPN?
I think it's on both.
Yeah, it's on everything.
Because they're going to have every platform.
Everyone will be on a different version.
You won't be on until like 2 in the morning,
yeah,
right?
True.
He's in Mexico.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I'll be gone.
You're like Sylvie. When really important football events take place, you leave the country.
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, you are now.
It's not important to anybody in Chicago unless you're betting on the game.
When I was in Mexico, I didn't miss a single Bears game.
Well, see, that's not a vacation. That's being
that's
an idiot.
That's unusual for you.
What?
That's being an idiot.
No, but I did because it was during the Bears played on the Thursday.
Don't you need to just cleanse the palate, drain the brain?
Well, I was gone for a week, but I didn't miss a Bears game.
Do you pay any attention to your wife and kids? Are you in the bar watching TV?
No, I was not in the bar. Only for a minute or two.
That's really bad.
That's me.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be in the sun because you just burst into flames.
Look at me. I can't be in the sun. There's no doubt.
That's right.
Honey, I got to go to the bar because I got to get out of the sun.
Just some ashes and a pair of trunks there. Eh. Tommy's flip-flops. That's all that's left.
By the way, guys, you can join Northwestern basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena on Saturday as they host Nebraska in Big Ten play. Tip-off, you could push back your trip to go to the game. Tip-off set for 3:30. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com.
Thanks to everyone at Chicago Cut Steakhouse. They always bring you Mark Jean Greco every Monday, Wednesday, Friday when he's not on another vacation.
I'm going to be there January 24th.
You may be there Saturday night if your trip doesn't take place because
I know.
So January 24th, a meet and greet with Mark Jean Greco at Chicago Cut.
Exactly. So you sign an autograph?
Chicago Cut right now and make your reservations today.
Mark will be there buying drinks for everybody.
You won't get the Jean Greco table, but you'll be able to see Marky at the Jean Greco table.
I'll be signing doctored airbrushed publicity photos.
LaSalle
just like Suzanne Summers.
Wow. Mr. Farley, they'll call you.
Wow.
Have a great trip.
She looks like Don Knotts now. She does.
Don Knotts, dead or alive?
Dead.
I think that's true. I don't know. Not 100%.
Andy Griffith, dead.
I know.
Right?
I think so.
And Tyler, is Aunt B,
I think Aunt B still alive. And Floyd, he's Don just Knotts, sitting
Don,
in the chair.
Don Knotts died in 2006.
Okay. Is Floyd still alive? Because he was in the chair when they were in black and white.
Andy Griffith, I'm going to now. Andy Griffith.
Died last year.
Andy Griffith, I believe, still with us.
Really?
And Tyler only knows Andy Griffith because he's mentioned in a Drake song.
Okay.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He doesn't remember from Matlock?
And not Drake from the Blackhawks.
Oh, wait, time out. No. He died in 2012. Yeah, My bad. Yeah. My bad. Now I'm looking at the show.
Jay Cutler,
How about
you.
Ernest T. Bass? Is he still alive?
Go on vacation already.
What did I say about throwing rocks? You didn't say nothing about bricks.
What? Jay Cutler, first up in the postgame show.
Charlene, I want to woo you with my charms.
Thanks to Jay Cutler, Barstool, Big Cat, and Mark Jean Greco. Jonathan Hood, live and local at 7. Also, thank you to Adam Abdallah and Jeff Meller. For Marky and Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Thursday night.
A 32-year-old man walked into Northwestern's hospital saying he had been bitten by a coyote in the rear.
That was fun stuff. That's fun stuff.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfort.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle.
And thank you to all a good night.